If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, equal housing lender, MLS 112-4061.
Dean is off for the holiday, but we go to Las Vegas for entertainment reporter Cindy Perlman. Good morning, Cindy. So many great documentaries on the streaming channels now, and I'm really interested in the one coming about Clint Eastwood. Fill us in on this.
Clint Eastwood, a little upset these days. Nothing's making his day. There's a big tell-all book that just came out this week. He's 95 years old, and this book traces the women in Clint's life and sort of his dating style and marriage style. I don't know if everyone remembers, but Clint has 8 kids with 6 different women. And the book's called Clint, the Man and His Movies, but it's got a lot of juice in it, including Clint just saying even when he was married, he just, you know, kind of wanted to do what he pleased occasionally. And he said, I'm independent. I'm a vagabond. The book quotes a lot of old articles where Clint said things about his life. So, you know, you never know how that goes. It could be taken at different parts of his life. But there is a 1986 People magazine interview with Mamie Van Doren, a classmate of Clint's when they were young. And she called a young Clint, quote, always straight and direct. He always knew the most straight and direct path to my dressing room. So lots of good juicy stuff in that available on Amazon now.
Oh, it's a book. Okay. I thought it was.
It's actually a book. Oh, I'm sure Clint is praying this is not ever going to become a movie.
Yeah, I bet. Let's talk about the new Superman movie and Lois Lane, Rachel Brosnahan. I don't know that much about her.
Rachel Brosnahan, who was so fabulous as Mrs. Maisel on the Apple show, now is Lois Lane. And I didn't know she's from Highland Park.
Oh, that's
she
right. Yeah.
Born in Milwaukee, grew up in Highland Park. She did a million things as a kid. She wrestled in high school. She snowboarded, played lacrosse, and acted in plays. But she said, you know, those pivotal moments in your life, where were you? She said she was in the bathroom of a very swanky New York restaurant when she got the call saying she got Lois Lane. I mean, she waited and waited. She auditioned, and then there's that big gap. And she said she just saw James Gunn, the director of Superman, come up on her phone while she was in the bathroom stall, and she just prayed nobody would flush in the whole place. Well, she got the news, good or bad, but it was good news.
And Superman, the new movie, comes out when? Is that next week?
Yeah, next week. It looks fantastic. It really does. All the ads, one after another, have looked so good. I'm looking forward to that one.
The filming has begun on the next Devil Wears Prada movie. Same cast?
Almost the same cast. We have, of course, Meryl Streep back as Miranda, you know, the horrible editor. And Emily Blunt's character, a little different. She's not in magazines anymore. She's in advertising. So now we have Miranda Priestly navigating sort of the end of her career with the decline of magazines now, having to deal with Emily Blunt, who she treated so badly. She's in charge of a big advertising company, and Miranda desperately needs her money. And then Anne Hathaway's back as Andy, or Andrea, as she was called. But one person is not back, which is Adrian Grenier from Entourage, who played the boyfriend of Anne Hathaway. Fans hate him in that role. They say he was a terrible boyfriend, never supportive, and they made sure he is not back this time.
So this is coming out next year, isn't it?
Next May. All of a sudden, this has snuck up. It was a rumor for a long time, but it has a release date for next May.
Talk about the new project Jennifer Aniston is involved in.
It's got such a title that's got a lot of people upset. It's called I'm Glad My Mother Died, and it's based on a book by Jeanette McCurdy that spent 80 weeks on the bestseller list. And her mom was abusive, she says in the book, and it was about her life getting over this. But the cool part for Jennifer Aniston is she's not playing the author. She's playing the narcissistic stage mother, because Jeanette as a kid was a child actress. So I think that's a juicy Emmy kind of role for Jennifer Aniston to play this terrible mother. And I'm Glad My Mom Died.
Oh, man, what a title. Here's some music news, and let's listen to a little bit of this, and we'll talk about the new album from the Jonas Brothers.
the Jonas Brothers went to Barry Gibb and said, "Could we use this?"
Huh.
Because this new album called "Greetings from Your Hometown," due out in August, is based on a modern version of 70s music, which sounds really good. This is the first single; you can get it now. And the Jonas Brothers said that "Staying Alive," the soundtrack, their dad played it all the time. They were brothers who wanted to sing, always looked up to the Bee Gees. And they also said this isn't the only Bee Gees-inspired song on this album, which is, sounds really good. And meanwhile, they'll be coming to Chicago on, I think, on August 28th. Yep, August 28th. To play at the Credit Union One Amphitheater.
The album is coming out August 8th, so they're saying that they have reimagined these Bee Gees songs on their album?
A few Bee Gees songs, and then the rest of the albums, is they're calling the 70s with a modern Jonas twist to it. So that sounds something, you know, that will fit right in their wheelhouse. And they said, you know, kind of inspired by their dance parties. They used to have a bunch of childhood dance parties when they were kids. So it's all the music they like to do. And they just said they're looking for sort of a theme album. And this is it.
And finally, let's mention Ty Burrell. And a lot of people remember him from Modern Family, don't they?
They do. He played the dad, Phil Dunphy. And today he has a new Audible original series. And these are coming fast and furious. Audible has a bunch of original series using big stars to narrate books. And his is called The Good Life, which he produced because it's based on his life. His family packed it all up, moved to Oregon when he was a kid, and they bought the only general store in this town of 200. It was the store, the gas station, the library, the fire department, all located in this one little building. He said at 10 he was working the gas station outside. He told me it was a miracle he didn't blow himself up. He had no idea as a 10-year-old how to operate a gas station. And he said it was a really sort of sweet small town life where everybody knew them. And of course, we need to know, is there going to ever be a Modern Family reunion? And he said the whole cast is really would love to do one. He said they're all over the place, but they talk, they get together all the time. And they're rooting for a very Modern Family Christmas or something someday.
Cindy Perlman in Las Vegas for Dean Richards. Cindy, thank you and have a great holiday weekend.
You too, Bob.